call customer service. This is Maya speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I guess there's some misunderstanding or something on the transaction that you guys are trying to pull additional funds out of, and we just need to cancel that.
Can I have your shipping, I mean your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, the what?
Your zip code.
Zip code 55106.
Your first and last name?
Actually, it was my husband. He's right here too. I do a lot of customer service. So anyway, his name is, it should be under Raymond Bostic.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you please state that shipping address for me?
1155 Hancock Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55106.
Yes, ma'am, and I do have your account pulled up, and are you not aware of these charges on your account?
No. I don't know what the misunderstanding was, but I guess it was on February 22nd.
He signed
It
up.
was six dollars and
Do he remember signing up
no.
for a trial on the 20th of February for a 6,070 cent?
Yes, but he didn't know you guys were going to charge another $91.89, and we don't want to continue anything or have any additional charges.
Yes, ma'am, he did sign up for that a trial. So after the 14th day, if he didn't call and cancel within those 14 days, they will start billing him the additional price monthly.
Oh, okay. Well, can we cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, but do he have the products?
I don't recall.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to see if he liked the products because we can do a 35% discount on future
Oh.
shipping.
No, the thing is that he's an alcoholic, and I don't know how this charge came about, but he's drunk all the time. So he doesn't recall anything. He hasn't taken anything, and we've already canceled the card, but because through the bank, like, we already canceled the actual debit card. So I just wanted to make sure you guys cancel anything on your end.
Yes, ma'am. Even with a 50% discount, he still don't want
Well, you're not going to be able to take the $91.89 regardless because we canceled the card. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, ma'am. Even with the bank that see that y'all are canceling, that bank will know that y'all did sign up for this trial, so there'll be valid charges and they will go through.
They're not going to go through because it's a totally different card number, lady.
My name is Maya, ma'am.
Okay, Maya. Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is the $6.70, you can cancel the subscription or whatever it is. Either way, the card has been canceled, so you cannot no longer pull any funds from our account because we've already contacted the bank and canceled the card. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Maya. So you hung up on me?
I'm still on the phone, ma'am. I'm trying to jot this down in my
Okay.
notes.
Okay, thank you. I'm just trying to be, courtesy to let you guys know. Like, he had no idea it was a reoccurring charge. He's already canceled his card. He's an alcoholic. He didn't know what was going on. He had no idea. And I'm trying to make sure I'm just trying to be nice and let you guys know either way that it was a misunderstanding and that the card has been canceled. So if you can delete his account or deactivate it, either way, you're not going to be able to pull any additional funds because the card doesn't exist. That card number does not exist anymore.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to cancel this
So,
account.
okay. Thank you.
You're totally welcome. Is that email raybtwk78@hotmail.com?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, well, he was just sent the email with the cancellation number on it, but if you would like, I could definitely say it over the phone.
No, if you sent him a cancellation, that should be fine.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I just canceled the account and it's canceled.
Okay.
You're
All right,
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye.